Our New Testament reading today is from Acts chapter 21, verses 37 through chapter 22, verse 16. As Paul was about to be brought into the barracks, he said to the tribune, "May I say something to you?" And he said, "Do you know Greek? Are you not the Egyptian then who recently stirred up a revolt and led the 4,000 men of the assassins out into the wilderness?" Paul replied, "I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no obscure city. I beg you, permit me to speak to the people." And when he had given him permission, Paul, standing on the steps, motioned with his hand to the people. And when there was a great hush, he addressed them in the Hebrew language, saying, "Brothers and fathers, hear the defense that I now make before you." And when they heard that he was addressing them in the Hebrew language, they became even more quiet. And he said, "I am a Jew, born in Tarsus in Cilicia, but brought up in this city, educated at the feet of Gamaliel, according to the strict manner of the law of our fathers, being zealous for God, as all of you are this day. I persecuted this way to the death, binding and delivering to prison both men and women, as the high priest and the whole council of elders can bear me witness. From them I received letters to the brothers, and I journeyed toward Damascus to take those also who were there and bring them in bonds to Jerusalem to be punished. As I was on my way and drew near to Damascus about noon, a great light from heaven suddenly shone around me, and I fell to the ground and heard a voice saying to me, 'Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me?' And I answered, 'Who are you, Lord?' And he said to me, 'I am Jesus of Nazareth, whom you are persecuting.' Now those who were with me saw the light, but did not understand the voice of the one who was speaking to me. And I said, 'What shall I do, Lord?' And the Lord said to me, 'Rise and go into Damascus, and there you will be told all that is appointed for you to do.' And since I could not see because of the brightness of that light, I was led by the hand by those who were with me and came into Damascus. And one Ananias, a devout man according to the law, well spoken of by all the Jews who lived there, came to me, and standing by me said to me, 'Brother Saul, receive your sight.' And at that very hour I received my sight and saw him. And he said, 'The God of our fathers appointed you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to everyone of what you have seen and heard. And now why do you wait? Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name.' This is the word of the Lord." For today's meditation on God's word, we welcome Pastor Rory Karg of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri.
Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Rise and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on his name. It had been nearly 20 years since Paul heard those words spoken by Ananias. Baptism, a moment that moved Paul into a new life in Christ. After three missionary journeys and a number of traveling partners, Paul now finds himself in the middle of a mess in Jerusalem. The Jews have accused him of defiling the temple and want to kill him. The Romans have arrested him. It seems a case of mistaken identity. Paul is about to be carried away in chains. It was Paul himself who said, "I have become all things to all people, that by all means I might save some. I do it all for the sake of the gospel, that I may share with them in its blessings." Considering the text today, I was struck at how Paul embodies the statement he made to the Corinthian church. Paul begins with the Roman tribune, "May I say something to you?" And the tribune is surprised that Paul speaks Greek. Notice how Paul had made a connection. The tribune questions whether Paul might be the Egyptian who had stirred up a revolt, but Paul makes his status clear. He says, "I am a Jew from Tarsus in Cilicia, a citizen of no obscure city. I beg you, permit me to speak to the people." Paul is given permission to speak, and standing on the steps, he motions to the people. And when there is a great hush, Paul begins to speak to them in the Hebrew language. Addressing them with kinship and respect, Paul says, "Brothers and fathers, hear the defense that I now make before you." And hearing him speak in the Hebrew language, they became even more quiet. Paul needs to connect with his hearers, so he begins to list his credentials. A Jew, born in Tarsus of Cilicia, brought up in Jerusalem, educated under Gamaliel, as zealous as the gathered crowd. When it came to followers of the way, Paul could have said, I have hated those people with a passion. He could have said, I know how you feel. I have been in your shoes. In his former life, Paul had been one of the crowd. He would have been leading the crowd. And some of those gathered might still have remembered even after all these years. But Paul still has something to share. And it is his Damascus Road experience where he encounters the risen Jesus of Nazareth, the very one he had been persecuting. And Paul asks, what shall I do, Lord? It's the question believers ask when faith turns them to Christ. What shall I do, Lord? It's the question we are moved by the Holy Spirit to ask. What shall I do, Lord? It's the question in response to the gift of faith. A blind Paul is directed to Damascus, and there Ananias is sent by God to restore his sight and to share what God has in mind for Paul. Ananias said, "The God of our fathers appointed you to know his will, to see the righteous one, and to hear a voice from his mouth. For you will be a witness for him to everyone of what you have seen and heard." Like Paul, our baptism moves us into a new life in Christ. A life that includes the story of how God has worked faith in our hearts. A story of the cross. A story of sins washed away and forgiven as God comes to us in water and in his word. And we are given a new life and a new name in Christ. By God's grace, may we never find ourselves in chains for our confession, but by the power of the Holy Spirit, may we always be ready to share the good news that is ours in Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
We thank Pastor Rory Karg of Emmanuel Lutheran Church in Olivet, Missouri, for today's meditation on God's Word.